Renewable fuels and affordable food can coexist. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. A lot of press lately over rising food costs, and yesterday the American Farm Bureau held a news conference to reiterate that the production of biofuels is playing only a small part of this complicated food pricing situation.
Farm Bureau analysis into the cost of food production and marketing shows that the cost of petroleum-based energy is clearly the number one factor driving domestic food prices. 44% is due to the cost of energy. Let me say that again. 44% of the rising food costs are energy related. This means energy sources such as natural gas, oil, and gasoline. This does not mean renewable energy like ethanol.
American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman speaking yesterday in Washington, trying to dispel the myth that renewable fuels like ethanol made from corn is having a big impact on food costs.
But ethanol is not the culprit that American consumers are being led to believe. Biofuels are just a small factor in the many forces at play. Studies are all over the board, and there's absolutely no conclusive evidence pinning the exact cost of ethanol to increase food prices.
Stallman says American farmers are concerned about the issue of hunger, both on the global scale and here at home. He says we want to ensure that food is available and affordable to all global citizens. Now, earlier this week at the White House, President Bush, in a news conference, was asked about the relationship of higher food prices and biofuels.
I thought it was 85% of the world's food prices are caused by weather, increased demand, and energy prices, just the cost of growing product. And that 15% has been caused by, ethanol.
And the president would like to see more production of alternative fuels to offset our dependence on foreign oil. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.